Blog Talk Radio.
Woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride in my step, the curl in my lips. I am a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellas stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud, I say. It's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hands, the need of my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's segment of the A New Day show. That reading came to you from Maya Angelou, one of the world's greatest poets, phenomenal woman. And today, I am sure it's safe to say today is Phenomenal Woman's Day here on the A New Day show, because I have three of my spiritual sisters coming on, and they are going to just rock your world. So in the meantime, I want you to sit back, get your notepad, and as Vanna Kay said, to get your popcorn. I told her it was too early for popcorn. So, you know, if you feel like popcorn or fruit salad, whatever you hear you like, I just do not want you to be disturbed after we start the show, because there's going to be some good stuff coming your way this morning. I want to remind you, you can call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And I have three phenomenal women coming on this morning. My first guest is going to be Rachelle Blakely, and she's a vocalist. And you're going to hear her story. And afterwards, coming to you from Florida will be Cheryl, the mentor, Pullings. And then later on, we will have the creative, the talented, the magnificent Bridget Ortiz out of New Jersey. So I know we have a caller here. Let me see if this is my first guest. So just bear with me.
Yes.
Caller, good morning.
Good morning.
Rachelle?
Yes, it is. Good morning, sister.
Hold the line before I bring you on. I just want to do something.
Yes.
For me, he is strong, and I am weak.
Well, good morning, Rochelle. How are you?
Oh, very good. Good morning to you.
I'm telling you, it's an amazing introduction. I know we've been trying for a few years to get you on the show from I did traditional radio. However,
yes.
God's timing is always the right time, and I'm so honored.
Amen.
That you decide to invest in my listeners this morning. And guys, that was one of Rochelle's amazing songs, Jesus is My Victory. So welcome, 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 my sister, to today's segment of the A New Day show. And it is with honor and pride and humility that I introduce you to the rest of the world.
Oh, God bless you, Daphne. I am so honored just to be able to share with you and with your audience. It's an honor to me, truly. I'm just so awesomely excited because I just love how God puts these divine times. And that, you know,
yes.
It's in a divine appointment, and it's always God's timing that, you know, I always have to remind myself, and we always have to remind ourselves. Sometimes we want things to happen at certain things to happen in our life, and, you know, we can't sweat it.
Exactly.
Things never wrong.
Exactly, because it's really not our agenda.
That's
why don't we do things in order, if you may,
sure.
If there's such a thing as order with the Spirit. However,
yes.
Why don't you share your story with the listeners? You tell the listeners what you want to tell them about who Rochelle Blakely is, and then we are going to go into your phenomenal career as a vocalist.
Okay. Well, I guess, let's see, Rochelle Blakely. Before Rochelle Blakely, it was Rochelle Holber. I grew up, I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and moved here to New York. We had about 5 cents to our name, so I'm told. I was less than a year old. My family moved to New York, grew up in Bedford Hills, New York, and pretty much, you know, lived a life being raised in a false religion of Christian Science. And that's considered a cult, and many people probably don't realize this. They may think cults are, you know, these places that are, you know, where you're isolated away from all society.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that type of thing. It was just basically they did not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't teach me the truth about God's word, and there was a twisted spin on it, so to speak. So I grew up thinking that Jesus was a great prophet, a great teacher, and a leader, that he was not God in flesh.
Mm.
So I basically had no knowledge of the gospel, rebelled miserably at 14 years old, left the church, left music. I had potential to be... go to Juilliard to do all these, you know, great musical things and have training. And as a result of my rebellion, wanted nothing to do with music. So walked away from a lot of that. Had a very traumatic childhood. I pretty much found out later in life that I had suffered from post-traumatic stress and lost most of my childhood memory from prior to 14 years old. So when I met my husband, who is my biggest blessing aside from Jesus, we met in 1988, and we got married in 1992. He was from Putnam County, New York, and just a strong, strong, solid rock in my life who had always been there for me. Took me to church for the first time, and you know, really just such a wonderful, wonderful, you know, man of God, and great provider, and just really, you know, helped me to hold things together, I guess. When I was going through our first year of marriage having kind of like a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
My life was kind of unraveling before me. I was hit with major depression. Didn't know what was up or down. I, you know, worked extremely hard. Prior to that, I had actually gotten back into the music business. I was managing. It's funny, when by the time I was 18 to the time I was 22, I just kind of sunk into like a workaholic type personality. I just went from one extreme to the other. So I was working three jobs, managing a wedding band. I was managing my husband's, at the time he was my fiancé, his plumbing business, and working full-time at a 70, 80-hour-a-week job. So it was intense. I was going all the time, had a sense of success on the world's spin on success, and was empty, lost, and completely, you know, distraught. So kind of hit that wall in around 1993, and basically, you know, it went up and down for a few years until I really started to sink further in 1996 with a really, really bad depression. Had a miscarriage, and, you know, a lot of different events were happening. You know, and I kind of got to the point in my life where I was, you know, I went through lots of therapy, found out, okay, well, there were all these reasons why certain things were happening and why, and, you know, after I found out all these reasons why, I still felt terrible. It didn't do any good. It was like, well, okay, that's great, I knew why, but what else is there?
What do I do now?
What do I do now? You know, how do I find that peace? How do I overcome these things? You know, I'm still empty. I'm still terribly sad. I still don't quite remember much of my childhood, and really, where has it gotten me? So that kind of made me more depressed. And it wasn't until my husband took me to a church service that his chiropractor actually had invited him to. And I had some folks pray for me. And that was the onset of my walk with the Lord. I had, you know, basically, it took a year or two for, you know, God was doing different things in my life. He started having me listen to Christian music and pick up CDs from the music stores that I didn't even know were Christian artists, and, you know, real strange things like that would happen. And I'd sit there and I would listen to the music in my car, and I would say, gosh, this is so encouraging. I love it. I wonder what this is. What's the difference?
Wow.
Yeah, and I just, you know, had no clue, no idea. And so, you know, I think the first one was Point of Grace, if you're familiar with that. Yeah, you know, I just loved them. I was like, wow, this is so, so, you know, things like that were happening throughout the year. And it was just an amazing, you know, I had a sense of hope.
Yeah,
I had a sense of hope.
An amazing journey.
Yeah, yeah. And so it pretty much, over the course of time, you know, I kind of came to the Lord several times. I laugh about it now.
Trial and error,
I think I must have, I must have, you know, confessed the Lord to come into my heart, I don't know how many times, until it actually really sunk in that what I was doing was real.
Right, and if you did it once, you didn't have to keep doing it over and over, right?
Yeah, that it was like, I didn't have to keep doing it over and over again, because he was already working in my life before I even confessed him.
You know, the thing is that people always think it couldn't be that easy.
Yes,
they're looking for
is.
this phenomenal thing. You know,
yes,
I mean, it is phenomenal, but they're looking for a big ritual or something. Oh
right.
No, it just cannot be that simple.
That's right.
I want to piggyback on something you mentioned earlier on about a cult.
Yes,
and I listened to you say that and people's misconception, but, you know, cult is a mindset, because there are a lot of people who are walking around today And they are not going to a campus where they are locked away, as you mentioned, or involved in any of the practices that we know to be categorized as cults. Yet their mindset has them as a cult.
Yes.
Because each of us need to go seek to find the truth.
Yes.
I am always going out seeking and searching and finding, and a lot of times I go and people would ask me the strangest questions.
Yes.
One of the questions I always get asked, well, did your minister approve for you to be here? And I said, no. And they say, who approved you to be here? And I said, Jesus Christ. And they raise their eyebrows, because especially, Rochelle, when you belong to a large congregation like you and I belong to, there are so many people there to be fed.
Yes.
And you sit around and wait on your spiritual advisor or teacher to feed you, you are going to go lacking, because there are different people in that congregation and different levels of learning.
Yes.
So you got to go seek and find. So, and there comes a time when you're going to find something that you can take back to add value to the place that you call home.
Yes. I agree. Now, yes.
And I just want to thank you so much for so eloquently and so humbly set the pace for the listeners. Because I tell you, Rochelle, you mentioned about having the opportunity to go to Jewelard, and you rebelled against that. And I don't know if you had gone there later, but I pray that the world gets the opportunity to hear you in concert. Because let me tell you, this sister can pull some notes. I don't know where she's from. So, I mean, a Jewelard grad has nothing on you, Rochelle, because guess what?
Well, praise the Lord.
Ready ordained you from Jewelard.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, and that's, I think, the thing, Daphne, is that, you know, there's so many people who... in the world here, and even in the Christian arenas and in the churches, you know, so many people have the degrees and they have the qualifications and the credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably one of the hardest things for me as a worship leader today is not having those things, and yet knowing that God has still qualified me and given me His credentials, and He's given me the skills. And, you know, and I believe that the things that you learn, I mean, I think some of those skills that I learned as, you know, prior to 14, sometimes they still seem a little locked away in my memory banks. But
you know,
the Holy Spirit is so good. And that's what I draw on. I just draw on those things and totally God to bring those skills back to me.
That's right.
And He does. And He does.
That's right. That's right. And you know something, I am sure as you look over the journey that you have traveled from that tender age to where you are now.
Yes.
If you take a journal and pen and you decide to begin to pen, there are so many valuable lessons you have learned that you can now apply to your life.
Absolutely.
And I'm not on here hitting people who have degrees and qualifications and everything, because I have them too.
Yes.
I'm not letting that get in the way. I most times, I don't even go into the accolades that I have accomplished.
Yes.
Because I myself did not go to high school as a young child.
Right.
I am kind of educating myself as I go along to the tender age that I am now.
Yes.
And I intentionally do not mention my qualifications to people, because I do not want it to get into the way of them receiving what the Lord has blessed me to pass on to them.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people get so caught up into the qualifications and miss their blessings.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, sometimes when I think I notice now, I mean, and just to bring your listeners, you know, to what I do now, you know, coming from that and surrendering my life to Jesus And him watching him just transform my entire life and my my whole course of you know, just being in ministry now full time, and whether I'm leading worship at our church or leading worship for Christ is Life Ministries, you know, I'm visiting different churches, I'm being asked to speak, you know, I've been able to just record several albums and you know, continue to write songs, and you know, I'm working on writing an autobiography book just to kind of take that penned down life, you know, that is sketchy, and put it all into a, you know, that's just a big testimony how God continues every single day to just be an amazing testimony in my life.
Yes, someone in the chat room says, a gift is more than a gift is more that is what you are destined for. So I guess they are saying the gift that you are displaying is what you were destined for. There's someone in Ghana is listening, and he says that that whatever you're saying is true. In that, and I want to welcome Bright Williams. He is such a committed listener to this show. He does not miss a beat.
Amen.
On every episode, all the way from Ghana. There have,
oh, praise the
Lord.
And I
came from Jamaica, who is on, and everybody is just so blessed with your story. Yes,
oh,
and
praise
we
God.
Heard your song at the beginning of the show. I want to talk about some of the other things that you are involved in with your ministry, and we'll continue speaking until Cheryl calls in.
Sure. Well, what would you like to know?
you are considered a psalmist as well?
Yes. You
would
know,
you explain that for the listeners?
Yes. Well, a psalmist, you know, is just completely being yielded to the Holy Spirit's leading. I just sing from a spirit of God that just kind of flows through me. You know, when I lead worship, one of the albums that I did several years ago with Alvin Slaughter's keyboard player, Bobby Silverall, that part of second part of the concert that we did, I just had a time of prophetic worship.
I remember.
Just completely, just, you know, it's unrehearsed. We don't know what's going to do. We're just going to open our mouths and put our fingers
let
to the instruments
out.
And just let the Spirit of God flow through the instruments and through the people that are playing, and me navigating and singing and feeling what and sensing what God wants to say to the people, how to see them set free, that, you know, specific things that he'll, you know, speak to my heart that maybe someone is needing healing in a particular area, you know, just to kind of yield to the Holy Spirit, and just, you know, call those things out, and so that they receive, you know, their healing and, you know, whatever God has for them. So, you know, psalmist.
Yeah, just be obedient, because,
you
know, I think it was Monday I was speaking with another friend. Yeah, Monday I was speaking with a friend of mine about being obedient. And there are a lot of times when we get into our own way of God's instructions and
absolutely
as for us, because the flesh and pride gets in the way of what it is that we are supposed to be doing. But we got to humble ourselves and know whom we belong, so that we can manifest what our Creator wants us to manifest. Let's talk about Lighthouse Ministry.
Christ is Life Ministry.
Christ is Life. Lighthouse is. Life Ministry. Thank you.
Yeah, it's, you know, under that, where, you know, I run the Christ is Life Music and Christ is Life Publishing, which basically has to do with the music and publishing aspect of all of the, you know, things that go on in the ministry. And you know, we call ourselves a lighthouse, where the light of God's love reaches out to all the world through worship, praise, and the word.
Yes.
And, you know, we go around to whatever events we're called to, whether it's leading worship, whether it's a fundraising event, whether it's a healing crusade, whether it's, you know, wherever God is leading us or where we're asked to minister, for example, at women's conferences. You know, we've pretty much done all different, you know, arenas of on small and large scales, and look to do more of that. Basically, you know, we use the media materials to share, you know, God's word. And, you know, I'm in process of trying to get some podcasts, you know, together. And, again, just being that encouragement through getting a book finished so that, you know, people can identify that, you know, we are all just, you know, average, ordinary people, and the things that can be done through us are amazing because we have an amazing God.
Yes.
It's not because we're amazing, and it's not because of anything that we could do.
Yes, hold on. I think we have a call for you. And my other guest is on, and I'm going to come to you in a minute, Cheryl. I just want to take this call, and then I'm going to have Rochelle just wrap up.
Yes.
Caller, you're calling from Skype. Good morning. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please, and your question? I guess the person just wanted to listen in. Okay. Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Bridget Ortiz from Born Again Vintage.
Okay. Bridget, I have two guests calling in. Would it set you off to call back at 11?
Not at all.
Okay, so I look forward to talking with you, and then we will we'll have you on for the last portion of the show.
No problem. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that's one of my other phenomenal woman guests, and I have Miss Cheryl.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I will bring you on live. I'm just going to have my first guest tie up. I want to introduce you to each other. Cheryl, the mentor, Pullins. I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to Rochelle Blakely. I don't know whether or not you were listening at the top of the hour when I played her song, Cheryl?
Not the top of the hour, no.
Okay, so when I guess if you go back to the archive, you will hear her song. So, Rochelle, I want to thank you for coming on. I want you to just give us your closing thoughts and tell people how they can get your music and how they can reach you in case they want to engage your services for any event that they're having. And again, I want to thank you for blessing us.
Well, thank you. The honor was all mine. And hello, Cheryl. Welcome
Hi.
To the show, too. Nice to meet you uninformally. And I guess I just want to leave your listeners with the message of hope that it is do not give up. My encouragement and exhortation is that no matter what you're going through, never give up on your God-given dreams. God has a destiny and a plan for your future, and he wants to see it through to full completion. And if you let Jesus in your heart and ask him for that place and just yield to him, he will just amaze you in how he can get your life turned around. So that's all I want to say. And if you need, if anybody would like to get in touch with me, you can go to my website. It is RochelleBleakley.com, and that it's pronounced Blakely, but it looks like Bleakley. So I always, you know, tell them the spelling is Blakely.
Would you repeat
and,
slowly
yeah.
so my assistant will be able to type it?
Sure, sure. Yeah. It's www.RachelleBleakley. Bleakley, BLEAKLEY.com. And all of my information is there. You can shoot me an email, or my contact information is for my office is 1719. And, you know, I'd love to just share my gift wherever God calls me to be.
And you are open. You are open to travel wherever.
Yes.
God,
yes.
I expect you to go.
Yes, but I had the pleasure of going to Australia last summer at the Hillsong.
Yes, I remember
that.
That was a wonderful
wonderful opportunity. So, yes, I just, you know, I'm thrilled to just see where God wants to take me.
All right. So we look forward to having you back on the show. Thank you for carving time out to spend with us this morning.
Thank you, continue
doing God's work, Rochelle.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sister Cheryl.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, phenomenal women are a blessing. I just thank you all for being so flexible and accommodating to me this morning.
Oh, awesome.
And what an honor it is to have you on.
Thank you.
Because
it's an honor to be on.
I was sitting last night and I was thinking, man, I ought to title today's show Phenomenal Woman. Because when I look back at all three of you as I read your bios and everything, I said, they are indeed phenomenal women.
Awesome. Well, you're phenomenal too, ma'am.
Oh,
you're phenomenal
thank you,
too.
Thank you. You know, all of you helped to make me who I am, and I am still in the process. I'm not finished yet. God is still working on me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as well, all
Cheryl
of us.
Pullings, would you take a few minutes to introduce yourself to the rest of the world?
Absolutely. My name is Cheryl Pullins, and I am out of Tampa, Florida area. Grew up in Philadelphia. And, you know, hey, I have a story. I have a testimony of what God has done for me in my life. But just in quick in the nutshell, I mentor women in the areas of business and life. And my main goal and my main purpose is really to help them change the way they think, so they can change the way they speak and change the way they act so that they can authentically create the life and the business that they really dream about.
That's right. That's right.
That's me in the nutshell.
That's right. That's right. You know, thank you for being you and for what you're doing now. Because during the pre-show conversation, I learned about you and the journey that took you to where you are now.
Yes.
Would you care to discuss about what pointed you into the direction of where you are now?
Yes. I was married, my first marriage, I was married for 14 years, and it was a very, very difficult marriage in a lot of ways. But the divorce that I went through was even more difficult. And I had started harboring some unforgiveness. And the unforgiveness actually started when I was much younger. My mother had given me away at the age of 2. And, you know, when I found out, you know, then that was a seed of unforgiveness. And then I got married, and then that unforgiveness planted more seeds, and those seeds began to grow. So by the time I was divorced, I was just stark raving, bitter, angry, discouraged, depressed, all of those things.
Mm.
But unforgiveness was the root.
Mm.
And one Sunday morning, I was sitting at the foot of the bed, and I was getting dressed to go to church, actually.
Mm.
And I was listening to Dr. Creflo Dollar, and this particular Sunday, he was talking about love.
Mm.
You know, and he talked about how, you know, we have got to walk in love and that unforgiveness has no place in our hearts.
Mm.
And that was a pivotal point for me. It stopped me in my tracks and it made me think and say, I'm here where I am in this space because I am harboring unforgiveness.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That was the pivotal point. You know, I had to realize it wasn't what was done to me, said to me, how I was treated. It wasn't those things.
Exactly.
Those things I could overcome.
And you know, there's someone who is listening, and they're probably thinking, but you know, how could you, after all that was done to you, how could you invest the quality of service that you do now into the lives of other women to make sure they don't repeat what happened to you? Because a lot of times we are standing and pointing fingers, and if we would take some time to look into the mirror, there are no fingers that's supposed to be pointed, because we are in total control.
Mm-hmm.
Until we decide to demonstrate love and unforgiveness and gratitude, we are holding ourselves back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because no one can do to you what you do not allow them to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So let us fast forward to you decided, you heard that message about love, and you were honest enough to look inside of you and said, oh my heavens, this is what's been holding me back.
Uh-huh.
I need to forgive my mother. I need to forgive my ex-husband. I just need to move on with my life. How was that for you?
Well, you know, when I did it, it didn't happen overnight.
Nothing happens overnight. Yes.
Yeah, it was a consistent and a regular application of biblical principles, success
mm-hmm.
principles. You know, I believe the success principles we have, they all come out of the Word of God. And
mm-hmm.
I applied those to my life consistently and regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped being obsessed with what my ex-husband was doing. I stopped worrying about what was going on in his life, and I started to focus on my life and how I could get myself out of where I was in my
mm-hmm.
head.
That's right.
You know, and in my heart, because I had to get a head-heart connection and
mm-hmm.
go, you know what? This has got to stop. So I applied those biblical principles, those success principles to my life. I started speaking differently. I started
mm-hmm.
thinking differently. My
mm-hmm.
focus changed.
Mm.
You know, I got clarity about who I was, who I was supposed to serve, and
Woo.
What I was supposed to do with
faith,
that.
Faith.
You know,
not
so when
what
I,
the world says, not who your husband says, but
yes.
who you
yes.
are created to be. Oh.
Yes.
That alone, if we had ended the show on that was enough.
Mm-hmm.
That is enough. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who are going around looking on people to tell
yes.
them who they are and to whom they belong.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't belong to our spouses as much as we love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
belong to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to understand what that is all about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How difficult it was for you when you decide that it's a paradigm shift for me,
oh,
and the result is going to be dependent on me.
Yes, yes. You know, it was like I choose to live, and I don't mean live in a physical sense, so to speak. I mean, just live in my
yes.
heart, in my mind, in my life. I
yes.
wanted to have a vibrant life,
that's
a victorious
right.
life, a triumphant
right.
life, and I couldn't do it in the mindset that I was in.
That's right. That's
so
right.
that's why now I focus so much with women in their mindsets, because
that's
once
right.
you get that paradigm paradigm shift,
mm-hmm.
and you shift your mindset, you become unstoppable.
Stoppable.
You
That's
can't.
Right.
There's
That's
nothing
right.
that you can't do that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who get up every day going through the motion, and their minds are holding them hostage.
Yes.
Hostage. And you got to know that you need to focus on your authenticity, which comes from your core, from
yes.
your soul, from your
yes.
heart, from your spirit. Because
uh-huh.
everything that you have ever gone through or been told in your lifetime is up there in the head to tell you, I told you so, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you
uh-huh.
think you can do that?
Uh-huh.
You got to know when to tell it, shut up.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the God who lives inside of me My Creator speaks louder than you will ever be able to speak. So we got to be bold and to take control of the life that we want, because we have the ability to do it.
Yes, we do.
But we are shortchanging ourselves.
Yes, we are.
Now that, now that you are free, and free indeed, how does it feel?
Wow, that's awesome. It's wonderful to know that you're free and that you truly are free, you know, and that you're not bound by your own chains. You know, you're not bound by your own strongholds, you know.
The shackles things are broken.
Right, exactly. I mean, and they, I mean, man, when you break free of that, when you break free of those things from your past, you know, when you really put them behind you, when you break free even of people, of negative, toxic relationships, you know, when you get free of all those things, your life will be so incredible. You will have such clarity of thought. You know, and for me, like I said before, for me, it caused me to know who I was, you know, who I was serving, what I was doing, you know. The parent company of that I started is called Victorious Living International. That's the name of the parent company. God gave me that name when I was going through a whole bunch of mess.
Cheryl, I must tell you this. They're all the way from Ghana. Somebody says she is very phenomenal.
Well, amen.
So,
wow.
I just thank the Spirit for giving me that title for today. I want to welcome guest 805, and I just want to ask you to just take a pinch, Cheryl, get a sip of water. I just need to take a quick commercial break. I was having such a good time, I forget about it, but that's all right. When
awesome.
I find it, we are just having a magnificent time here. And I want to remind you guys to save the date for March the 23rd through the 26th. We are doing the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. I tell you, we have one of the most amazing lineup of speakers. They are going to rock your world, as I tell you. So mark your calendar. I am praying that by next Wednesday's show, I will have all the contracts back and I will be ready to release the names. You can trust me on that you are going to want to be there when you see the lineup. So mark the date, March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so back to you, Sister Shell. So let us fast forward. You went through that preparation time, and I want to go back a little bit because you mentioned something that your mother gave you away, and I when you said that, I thought you sounded like Jamaicans, because that's how we say it in Jamaica. We don't say somebody adopt the child. We say, oh, the child was given away. Oh, man. So for one moment when I heard you say that, I said, oh, Lord, she's Jamaican. However, you realize she didn't give you too far. You were next door, right?
Well, no, my mother wasn't next door. My sister and brother... she also allowed someone else to raise them.
Oh, okay.
They moved next door.
Ah, okay. So I'm glad I got clarity on that. So right now you're working with women to make sure you you reconditioned their mindset.
Yes.
And what are some of the testimonies that you have been receiving?
Oh, wow. You know, lately, this past probably 3 or 4 weeks, I've been dealing with about 40 women in a group setting, and we've been walking through their vision board. I have I co-created this this thing called the Vision Board Experience, and it's, you know, I tell people it's not a cut and paste exercise.
Yeah,
you know,
I love vision board. I love vision.
Yeah. Yes, it's really, we take them on a very in-depth, introspective look.
Yeah, and it's an intimate journey, yep.
Yes, introspective look to really, really dig down and figure out what they want to do, who they want to be, who they want to serve, what they want to have. And I get them to not focus on the outcomes.
That's
outcomes,
right.
Are cars, money, vacations, home. Those are outcomes.
Yeah, the experience.
Yeah, I get them to focus on, what do you want your life to truly be like?
Mm-hmm.
And these women went on this journey, and I tell you, some of the things, some of the feedback that they've provided, you know, some women were like, oh, my God, you know, I never even thought about what I wanted to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always doing stuff for
test.
Someone else, or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm crafting my life based on what others want me to do.
That's right.
You know, it's like, oh, my God, this is a phenomenal experience. This is a wonderful
mm-hmm.
journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that way because we get them to really go into their head,
mm-hmm.
pull out some of the weeds and the junk.
Mm-hmm. Weed it out. Break
you know,
the root. You're not
get that stuff out of there so mm-hmm. you can see clearly about
mm-hmm.
who you are, where you are. Be realistic. That was one of the things we told them. Be realistic about where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
use that as your starting point.
I have a retreat that I do, attending to self without being selfish. And
uh-huh.
I do something similar there. And it never seems to amaze me as each woman works on her vision board to see the tears welling up in
yes.
her eyes.
And yes.
to see when it's time for them to share that board and to
uh-huh.
see the transformation that takes place.
Yes.
It's like a detoxifier. It,
yes.
it does clean you out, and you walk out of there totally empowered.
Yes.
Totally
yes.
empowered.
Yes. Yes.
Totally
and
empowered.
That, yes, and that's a lot of the feedback that we've gotten.
Yes.
You know, even
yes.
when I work with my one-on-one
mm-hmm.
clients, and, you know, you hear them kind of breathe and go, oh, my God, you know,
mm-hmm.
You really gave me so much. I never thought about it that way. I never looked at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. And the feedback, you know, I love it because I love hearing those moments where
mm-hmm.
the women have, you know, kind of taken that time and said, wow, oh, wow, I really have to think about it. Makes them really think about where
exactly.
they are in their lives.
Because we as women, we always put ourselves second, third, fourth, fifth, depending
yes.
on how many children we have and all the commitments. You know, Sunday, a friend of mine called me, and she said to me, it was just a little before I went on the show, and she called me and she said, Daphne. I said, yes, whatever her name was. And she said, I just made a discovery of myself. And she told me what it was. And I said, that's amazing. And I asked her the questions. I said, well, what does that mean for you now?
Uh-huh.
Because I've known her for a long time. And that realization that she just accepted was a place that I've been praying for years that
uh-huh.
she will accept. And I could hear her crying on the phone. And I asked her 2 questions. One, she had the answer to. The second, she didn't.
Uh-huh.
And I then asked her permission. Do you mind if I mention to you what the second was?
Uh-huh.
And when I mentioned it, she said, oh, God, yes, I
uh-huh.
know that. And it's like she knew it in her heart, but she didn't accept to say it yet.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, it's amazing. I listened to you speak, Cheryl, and a couple days ago, I was in conversation with someone, and I asked the question, why do you do what you do? And the person said, I do what I do because it gives me flexibility in my time and hours,
uh-huh.
and I do it because I make a lot of money doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I groaned, Cheryl.
Yeah.
And my heart ached for the person. And I took a couple of deep breaths. And then I responded. And needless to say, the person did not take it kindly.
Okay, okay.
Because they didn't see anything wrong with what they say. And the person's next response to me was, but we have to make money. And I said, yes, we do. However, when we add value and touch lives and impact lives,
we
will not stop the money from running us down.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people out there who are in careers that they are supposed to be touching lives, but they are really not doing that. And, you know, there are some vocation you cannot be trained to do. You've got to be called to do it.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Absolutely. You know, I have a my husband and I, we celebrate our wedding anniversary on Monday, and we were out having
happy
lunch.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
I have to hang around with you, girl. I've been single a long time. I have to hang around with you so you can give me some tutoring.
So we were out having lunch, and we were talking. We have these really great conversations, and, you know, I was – and my husband's very, very supportive of everything that I do. And I was sharing with him the realization that I had come to. You know, I listened to many of the gurus. I listened to many people, different people. You know, I listened to the multi-million-dollar people, the billionaire people. I listened to those people because they do have a lot of principles that they share. You know, but I said to him, I said, you know, and I said this, and tears welled up in my eyes because this is how passionate I am about it. I said, if all I aspire in this life is to be rich and accumulate material things, I've done my gifts, I've done my life, and I've done the world a disservice.
Yes, yes. Cheryl, repeat that. Repeat it slowly for the people who are going to be listening on the archive.
Oh, absolutely. If all I aspire in this life is to be rich and accumulate material things, I have done my gifts, I have done my life, and I have done the world a disservice.
Thank you. I am just so honored that God placed you on this show this morning, Cheryl. Because, honey, I listen to you speak, and I'm saying, Daphne, that's you talking. Because, Cheryl, I'm just so thankful to God for the path and the journey he has me on. And God knows from the depths of my heart, from the way deep down in my core, even if I didn't make a dime for doing what I'm doing, I would still get up excited every day.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to remind people that you can call in. The people in the chat room is saying happy anniversary to you. Bryce is saying that is powerful. I want to remind people to call in 646-915-8166. I am here in conversation with one of the phenomenal women of today's segment, Cheryl Pollins. And Cheryl, we are going to start winding up because I told Bridget to call him. But, you know, I hope your time, if your time allows, I would love for you to remain because I'm sure there are some exchange of experience that we three could do, you and Bridget and I.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so it's wonderful. It's just, woo! I'm getting the chills. I'm getting the chills going down my spine this morning. You know, God always surprised me, man, when he pulls something together like this. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I'm telling you. So, let us start summarizing you, and we're going to continue speaking until Michelle comes on.
Okay.
Summarize what thoughts you want to leave the listeners with for this segment. And also, please tell them how they can reach you and get in touch with you.
Oh, sure, absolutely. What I want women to really know, or anybody that's listening, what I really want you to know is that you are equipped on the inside to change your life. You have what it takes. You just need to really, really shift your mind about who you are, why you're here, and who you're serving. Because I look at my life as a service. I serve people.
That's
you know,
right.
Like today, being on the show, this is my opportunity to serve him by serving Daphne.
Thank you.
And that's how I view everything that I do. It's not a chore. It's not about making money. Because like I said, those are outcomes. You're going to get that stuff. You can get it, but baby, you can sure lose it.
That's right. And I want you to go ahead. My next guest is on. I want you to just go ahead, Cheryl, and thank you ahead of time for agreeing to remain on. I'm sure there's going to be some conversation between us three.
Sure.
Just tell people how they can get in touch with you, please.
Sure, absolutely. You can reach me on my website, which is www.imentorwomen.com. And from there, I'm on Facebook under Cheryl Pullins. You can find me all over Facebook, Twitter, all those places. But the best place is to go to my website, www.imentorwomen.com. You can email me from there and all that stuff.
Oh, I want to thank you. I'm going to mute you in the meantime, but I'm sure I want to, before I mute you, I want to introduce you to Bridget Ortiz, who is another. She's my third phenomenal woman of the day. I want to introduce you to Cheryl Pullins out of Florida.
Hello, hi. Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
All right, so Sister Cheryl, I'm muting you and I'll open you in a while. So my Sister Bridget, thank you so much for being accommodating. I tell you, we walk the world today. We had three phenomenal women on the show today. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, I'm glad to be phenomenal with you.
And I'm telling you, I did not intentionally cut your head off the picture. I tried for how many hours, and I guess you're probably too tall for the thing. So I hope you forgive me, and I hope you still love me.
Of course I do.
Okay. Bridget Ortiz, who is she?
Who is she? Bridget Ortiz is a single mom, author, designer, entrepreneur, teacher, and sustainable awareness phenomenal woman.
Woo! I love it. Let me ask you, how did this journey with Bridget Ortiz, when that gorgeous ebony baby girl came into this world, how did this journey started off for her?
Oh, well, this journey started off actually almost 41 years to the day, because my birthday is in a couple of weeks.
Oh, happy birthday.
I am Jersey through and through. And, you know, I've always had some type of creative bug in me ever since I was a tot. I realized actually in my adult life that everything that I'm doing now, I did as a kid.
Mm.
So I used to always invite a whole bunch. I love bringing people together, people that we've never met, or people that, you know, are very isolated and they would have never got along with this type of group of people. I love bringing those types of kind of broaden people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to, you know, invite all my different friends together in my basement and put on little shows. I wrote a book when I was like 9 years old. My neighbor bought me a blank book and I wrote a book about going to a new school. And I would bring out my mom's heavy singer when I was 9 years old and sew my doll's clothes. They were hideous, but, you know, the effort was there, you know.
Bridget, You realize you sound just like Willie? Do you know Willie's story?
No.
Did you know Willie was doing, was cutting his sister's hair when he was a child? And his mother would beat him and he'd go back and cut the doll's hair? And then he went back and cut her hair?
No, I had no clue.
All right. Well, he's, I asked because I did a live broadcast at his opening of the salon. And
nice.
I asked his sister, well, how long did you know your brother could do hair? And she smiled and said, long time. Yet when I interviewed Willie, Willie asked me, oh, did my sister tell you that I used to get beaten to cut her hair as a child?
Now I
know why he raved so much about you and the work you
did,
because your stories are something similar. But let's talk about the journey you're doing now. There was I will call an adversity that happened in your life that pointed you to where you are now. Would you care to talk about that?
Sure. actually, prior to the adversity, I was just a single mom, just home, taking care of my children, still trying to be creative, even though I wasn't actually doing anything with it. And so what happened was I lost my third child in 98. And to try to get through the grief and not be so, you know, bitter and resentful about it, I randomly bought a sewing machine and a mannequin. And I didn't know what I was going to do with it, but I bought it. And I would, you know, kind of skipped around and bought that. But at the same time, I started giving talent shows in my neighborhood for kids, you know, lower income kids, so they could raise for scholarship. So what happened was I put on these talent shows, and I had this extra hour to fill for the talent show. And so I went to the thrift shop. I bought a bunch of clothes, and I, you know, the sewing machine and the mannequin came in handy all of a sudden, and I start making clothes for the kids to put on a fashion show. And what happened was by the second year, people were coming to the talent show for the fashion show. So it was, you know, it wasn't until then that I'd even know that it was a gift or a talent, because
mm-hmm.
I was doing it. I was trying to, you know, surround myself with, you know, children and give back to try to get out of my grief and get out of, you know, my situation. And in turn, I was blessed with, you know, the realization that I had this passion and talent or something I didn't even know existed.
Wow. And now, let's talk of, oh, you went to FIT, right? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I actually originally went to the University of Maryland, and I felt like a fish out of water. I didn't have a major. I didn't know what I was doing there. I was overwhelmed. And so I came back home to Jersey and transferred to FIT. And I tell you, the minute I stepped foot on that campus, it was like I arrived.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly that I belonged there. And the thing is, I went there for buying. So still, like I said, designing wasn't even in my picture. So that's why
So I think.
So that's why it's even more profound that, you know, it took that devastating tragedy to see that was something that I was meant to do.
So you went for buying it and say, all right, this is what I'm going to settle with. I'm going to look after my kids and buy some people clothes. What were you going to be, professional shopper or something? Or you're going to work for a department store?
Right. Yeah, I was a buyer for Claire's, Bloomingdale's, and Strawberry's.
Top of the line. Surprise, surprise. When did you get your aha moment?
I think I got that moment when I was selling myself in a boutique on Bleecker in Lafayette, in New York, and I got a card from a lady from Random House who was interested in my clothing, and she wanted to take me to lunch, and I didn't know what it was about. And lo and behold, she wanted me to write a book.
Wow.
And I was, you know, my bus ride home, let me tell you, was a very long aha moment, because I was sitting on that bus wondering why in the world did she think I could write a book.
My God, she saw something in you you did not expect. Isn't that something? It happens
yeah.
to the best of us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's like I said, when you're given something without pursuing it, to me, it just only shows you that, you know, the universe works in your favor. If you're destined to do something, it'll work out for it to happen.
Our gifts and talents will make room for us.
Right.
Make room for us. I am in conversation with the talented Bridget Artiste, and I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166, and hanging out with us still is one of the other phenomenal women, Cheryl Dementor Pullings. She's hanging on, and towards the end of this show, I'm going to bring her back on, and we three are going to have an exchange of dialogue. So call in, guys. You got to show these ladies some love. You know, they're going to think that my listeners aren't affectionate. But you all got to call in. So call in 646-915-8166. All right. So go back to Sister Bridget. So let's talk about all the labels, labels. You're a designer, so handles. Let me call them handles, because a label and a tag for a designer is something different.
Right.
Let's talk about all the handles that you carry now.
Well,
or accolades.
Right now, my main goal is to just say what I do is sustainable. So I'm not, everything I do is eco-friendly. All the clothes that I make are from vintage clothes. And so I rework them, I recycle them, I deconstruct them to make modern clothes. So, you know, my goal is to, you know, lower that demand in those, on those new clothes in the rack, so we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, start chipping away at that 20 billion pounds of waste mm-hmm. that ends up in the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to help our environment, but at the same time, people want to look good. People want to be fashionable. You don't have to harm the environment to do so. And so I want to be that pioneer
mm-hmm.
and in everybody's ear that you can be fashionable
mm-hmm.
and without, you know, being wasteful.
That's right, without taking a mortgage out. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell the listeners how I haven't met Bridget yet in person, but I have to tell the listeners how I was introduced to you.
Right.
I myself have lost some weight. And my dear friend Vanjie, who works in Macy's department store here in Connecticut, saw me. She hadn't seen me for like 6 months, and she saw me and she looked at me with all the love in her eyes, and she said to me, "Well, now that you have lost so much weight, you need to stop wearing the big clothes." And I said, "Thank you so much for the encouragement." So then I went into the city to my stylist, Willie, to do my hair. And, of course, I was sharing with Willie what my friend said to me. And I said, "Willie, she said that because she probably think I'm coming in to buy a whole new wardrobe." So he said, "No, you don't need to do that. You need Jonathan or Bridget." "Oh, better yet, Bridget," he says. I said, "Who is Bridget?" And I know who Jonathan is, but I said, "Jonathan has a vintage store with them tiny stuff. I can't fit in them tiny clothes." He said, "No, honey, Jonathan is a stylist." But he said, "Better yet, you need Bridget because Bridget sews." So I said, "A stylist?" He says, "Yes, she'll come and she take your wardrobe and she rework it." And you know how Willie said it, "Work it." And I said, "I'm going to have to look her up." He said, "Just go to my Facebook page." And I tell you, I can't wait to get to you, because I tell you, I'm going to be one hot commodity at that conference next March, because you're going to have me looking cute, darling.
I, I am, absolutely. That was my goal.
And you know, the world need more people like you, because we all have gorgeous stuff in our closet, and I don't have anything against thrift shop and consignment and everything, but a lot of times as we lose the weight, we pack it up and we take it out there, and then we left with an empty closet. But
right.
If we can find somebody who will say, hey, here is what we can do with this. We are trendy, sophisticated, and we're wearing something new.
Right. It's about, you know, relearning, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we're in such a bad habit of, you know, being wasteful and thinking that, you know, something doesn't fit or something's not trendy anymore, we immediately have to buy something else. In reality, we got a whole closet full of stuff that could, you know, and the thing about my things, or once I rework something, it becomes classic because no one else has it.
That's right.
So you can stay in your closet for years and years.
That's right. You know something, Bridget, growing up in Jamaica, poor in the country, mothers used to do the same thing that you are doing now. Because
right.
when they had a dress that was torn in different sections and they could no longer wear it, they cut out the good section of the garment and make something for their children.
Right.
Which is what you are doing now. And I know we all need to go back to basics. We all
That's
need
right.
to go back to basics. Again, I want to see the phone line light up, please. 646-915-8166. I am in conversation with Bridget Ortiz. And Born Again Vintage is the name of her business.
Which is not by accident.
Huh?
Christian, I said it, which is not by accident, the religious reference.
Yes. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know, it just goes both ways. Your clothes are being born again. But not only that, I felt like I was given a second chance. I was able to be born again through the tragedy of losing my daughter, because I was able to see that, you know, I had this gift and this talent that ended up, you know, changing my life. And, I mean, who's to say it wouldn't have happened anyway, but the thing is I have to go with how it happened, and that's how it happened. And so I'm, you know, extremely grateful. It's a bittersweet situation for me, but at the same time, I feel extremely blessed to have, you know, it happen to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Would you please talk about some of the places that your pieces can be seen? Before you answer that, I went to your site, and
mm-hmm.
I saw you had the most amazing fashion show in the park.
Yes.
I never thought about a fashion show in a park. I got to find a way to get you to do a fashion show in a park in Connecticut. I tell you, New York and New Jersey is happening. We got to get with it up here in Connecticut.
Oh, I will absolutely love to orchestrate that.
So let's talk about where some of your pieces can be seen, and some of the cities around the world that you were privileged and blessed to be because of your design and creativity.
Well, right now I am, I'm in stores all over the place, very random places. I'm in a store in Raleigh, North Carolina, Houston, Texas, Miami, Oakland, California, Atlanta, and I would say my longest range is Tokyo.
Wow.
So, I'm all over the place, and I'm very, like I said, blessed to have, you know, different boutiques that are, you know, open, because, like I said, because what I'm doing is so different, a lot of people are closed-minded to the idea. So, you know, it's nice that, you know, you have these boutiques that, you know, understand the concept or are open to, you know,
mm-hmm.
having my stuff in the stores.
Wow. Amazing. 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 All right. I have a call. Let me go to that call. I just can hold a minute. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 7880. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, good morning. This is Patty Francisco. I actually wasn't intending on being in queue, but praise God I'm here. I just happened to see your Facebook message. I got it on my phone, and I wanted to call in and get an idea of what exactly the Lord was doing this morning. So sadly, I have not heard the previous comments, but I am glad to be joining you. God bless you, Cheryl. It's a pleasure to always see you on Facebook, and God bless your guest as well.
Thank you so much. And I want to ask you to please mark the show favorite and be a friend so you can be kept informed of what we are doing. And at your convenience, please catch the archive, because we indeed had three phenomenal women on today's segment of the show.
Awesome. Will do.
Thank you so much. I will mute you back.
No problem. Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So back to you. Back to you, Bridget. You talk about even going to Tokyo and all of those different places. When you went overseas, what was the reception like there for you and your design?
I wish, Daphne, I went overseas. Actually, I haven't gone there. I'm selling there, but I haven't gone.
Oh, you haven't gone. Your work
is
there.
I haven't gone yet. My work
is
there.
Oh, well, I just prophesied that you're going to be going. And guess what? When you go, you need a chaperone.
Well, listen, you've already claimed it for me, so I'm sure I'll be getting that news soon.
That's right. And you know who the chaperone is.
That's right.
So, for those women who are listening now and think about, oh, no, I'm too this and I'm too that, I don't think she can work with me. Would you like to talk about some of the body styles and everything that you have worked with? Because a lot of people probably think you just work with petite folks.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I did. For a very long time in the beginning, I was kind of scared to go outside that box. And what I learned, you know, like I said, you know, God makes things happen so that, you know, he broadens and allows you to do things you don't think you can do. He challenges you to step up to the plate. So what happened is I had a singer who approached me to want me to be her personal designer. And she is, I would say, maybe a size 18. And so immediately I said, of course, but in the back of my head, I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do this. But, you know, I didn't want to say no because it was a great opportunity. And can I tell you that I have had the most fun and the best time working with this singer and doing her clothes that I know that she was personally placed in front of me to get over that, you know, that stump of believing that I can only work with small people. So I invite all sizes because not only everybody wants to look fashionable,
that's
number
right.
one, and everyone should. And I think that with my clothes, the people that buy my clothes, my customers are confident women.
That's right.
They're women that, you know, they know who they are. They, you know, they're proud of who they are, and they want it to reflect and show in what they wear. And so, you know, I invite, and I know that plus-size women, small women, you know, extremely tiny women, and, you know, extremely large women, everybody wants to look good, period.
Yes. Yes.
And everyone deserves to look good, and it starts with how you get up and you get dressed in the morning. If you don't feel good with what you have on, that's your energy for the rest of the day.
That's right. That's right. There's someone in Ghana, Bright Williams, who says that you and I are in the same business, Bridget. So I told him to go ahead and to connect with you on Facebook.
Okay, good.
So that is amazing, because a lot of times people don't realize you have to begin to feel good from the inside out, because if you don't feel good on the inside, it doesn't matter what you put on the outside. You're not going to look good. I remember a few years ago, I used to be well upholstered in my bosom section. And a woman looked at me one day and said, whoa, you are big. Why don't you get surgery or something? And I looked at her and I said, can you remember seeing me and I'm not looking gorgeous? And it puzzled her. And she said, as a matter of fact, no, I haven't. I said, then you got a problem, not me. And
right.
I continue walking with my head high. Although years after that, I did have surgery, but not because I wasn't feeling good about who I was. It's because it began affecting my health. So when you go out there, you got to be so secured in who you are and to whom you belong that regardless of what people say, they don't tear you down. Because there are some people who they are just set to come out there and to damage other people and to look down on you out of their own hurts.
That's right. That's
Go ahead, Bridget.
No, I was going to say that, you know, you have to make a choice every day. Every day you're given a choice. You could walk around and you could be miserable and not happy, that, or you have the choice to be happy with exactly what God has given you. And accept
That's right.
it and embrace it and love it.
That's right.
I've learned the hard way, unfortunately, that you know, life is short. And not only is it short, it's not promised you day by day.
That's right. We are having this amazing time now. We don't know what later on is going to bring. All right. Seeing that no one else has called in yet, I'm going to open Cheryl Pulling's line and see if she has a question for you.
Okay.
Hello, Cheryl. Do you have a question for Bridget?
Hello. Well, Bridget, a question. I think I have a comment, certainly. I think what you're doing is wonderful. You know, your idea, your concept. While you were talking, I went on the website and I looked at your really, really cute stuff.
Thank you.
But actually, I guess I do have a question for you. What have been your challenges in starting your business and getting your clothes out there and making, you know, a name for yourself, if you will? What stumbling blocks have you run into?
This goes right back to what you were just saying. My stumbling was myself because I didn't have confidence in what I was doing. When you don't have confidence in it, unfortunately, I was putting it out there, so I was very limited, and I would, you know, get somewhere and then stop and then go back two spaces, and then I would do well, and then I stopped because I didn't have 100% confidence in what I was doing and the faith in it. And it wasn't until, you know, like I said, I got the book, proposed the book, that I said it was time to stop, you know, self-sabotaging myself. And realized that I had something that was viable, and I had something that was good for, you know, the environment and the world. So why wouldn't I be 100% confident in it? And it wasn't until I had that change of mindset that things started to flow for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say my biggest stumbling block, unfortunately, was myself.
You know, that's the same thing we're talking about, Cheryl, which reconditioning our mindset, which is the work that you're doing now.
Yeah.
And she's so right. We sabotage ourselves every opportunity we get. And we are the little pebble that, as I often say, that stands in our own way. And we trip ourselves as if we are big boulders. And we have to speak these things into being that we want in our lives. And like you said, Cheryl, there's no going back since the chains and the shackles have been broken. You decide you're going to break that lock. And which is the same thing that Bridget is doing, which is the same thing I'm doing in my business. You know, it comes a time when we say enough is enough and I got to get out of my way. So I thank you so much. You have any feedback, Cheryl? You want to say anything else?
No, like I said earlier, I think what you're doing, Bridget, is just really, really wonderful. And I think it's a wonderful example to the younger generation. I'm not sure how old you are, but even, you know, teenagers, seeing someone out there doing their dream. You know, it's very empowering to others. So thank you. Thank you so much. Oh,
thank you very much. I really appreciate it because as an entrepreneur, I'm sure you know that getting that feedback and that positive encouragement from others is so needed on a daily basis for us as entrepreneurs. So I appreciate it and I thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl. I want to thank Browder Counseling for coming on. Thanks for the kind words about the show. And she says, Cheryl, that she just loved your story. I want to find out, Bright and Vanna, if you have any questions, any questions for my guests. Just type it in the chat room. I am now in conversation with Bridget Ortiz out of New Jersey, and she's a stylist. She's a born-again vintage expert. Talk about you getting the title of a vintage expert.
That was another blessing from the sky that, you know, came unexpectedly. But I got a call one morning. I was in the bed sleep, and I got a call of the guy who introduced himself, said he was from the paper, and he had some questions about, you know, how, if I was willing to answer some questions about how to tell consumers how to shop in thrift shops. And I went on to answer his questions, and, you know, and I was kind of, you know, like I said, half asleep and not sure what it was about, but I answered them. And at the end of the conversation, he, you know, said he was so-and-so from New York Times, and he was writing an article, and that it'd be published, you know, tomorrow, and he gave me the link. And so when I went to the link the next day and I read it, I was like, okay, nice, very nice. And then at the very end of the article, he's like, you know, that, you know, he got this information from vintage expert, you know, Bridget Ortiz, and there
wow.
you have it. It was in black and white,
beautiful.
And I've been running with it ever since.
Beautiful. I want to give kudos to another phenomenal woman who I know will be on this show sometimes in the future, Anna Bridget. I want to encourage you to become part of this organization, Woman on the Rise. And we have the founder in the chat room, Sylvia Browder. She is another phenomenal woman who is doing amazing things for women on the rise. So I want you, Bridget, to become part of that group as well. And thanks, Sylvia, for taking time out to come on to support and invest in us. So I'm just so thankful. So any questions are from the chat room? The number is 646-915-8166. I want to thank my caller who is listening online out of Atlanta. I thank you for calling in. And I'm asking you all to just tweet the show for the next 33 minutes we have. So just tweet the show so we get some more people coming over to ask these two remaining phenomenal women some questions. Right now, if you call in and you have a question for Cheryl Pullings, you said that. If you have a question for me, you say that. If you have a question for Bridget Ortiz, because we three are here with you. So, what is your greatest satisfaction for doing what you do, Bridget?
Greatest satisfaction? Probably it's just the fact that I was able to start with nothing and turn it into something and continue no matter the obstacles and no matter the, you know, all the things that came with it, you know, because it definitely wasn't easy, especially when I had to get over the hurdle of actually believing in myself. But just, you know, being resilient and allowing, you know, the process to take place and letting it unfold and having faith in it and to be able to see that I went from, you know, just an idea to something that is, you know, pretty valid right now. And that's the best satisfaction you could ever get.
That's right. That's right. That's right. What are some of the feedbacks you get from clients who actually gave up on themselves, and when you help them become born again, what are some of the feedbacks you have gotten?
Well, what I get with is, you know, I mean, it's not weird. I mean, but, you know, it's something that I never expect because, you know, I'm only doing, you know, what I love and what I'm passionate about. So I'm not ever looking for any type of response for anybody. But what I get a lot is the fact that, you know, I inspire. You know, people feel inspired because just like I feel like I've been given a second chance, everybody that I work with always feel renewed. You know, they feel like, you know, that things aren't as dismal as they thought, or things, you know, like I said, it's just the fact that we are very easily conditioned to, you know, put ourselves in a box and, you know, not feel worthy of certain things. So, you know, once you get that hope and that renewal, feel it, that new sense of hope, you know, it kind of ignites people and it makes them, you know, want to walk with, you know, pepping this up and head up high, and I'm glad to be able to evoke that in anybody.
It's like thank you so much, Bridget. Vanna K in the Vanna XK in the chat room says she just wanted to say that today's show was just really about people, powerful people tapping into their gifts from God, and it is true. Because, you know, people sit around a lot of times saying, oh, I don't have anybody to invest in me, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. The question is, why don't you invest in yourself? Step out. Be bold. If it means that you bake the best velvet cake, start making the cupcakes out of the velvet cake and start selling it, or just get people to sample it first. And let them know, when you look on the expression on their faces after they taste it and it melts in their mouth, you let them know you're taking order and you give them your flyer. Before you know it, you might be like you know, Wally with his cookies. But we got to step out there and believe in who we are and the gifts that God has given us.
Well, I always you know, I never sugarcoat the process because, you know, then that would be false advertising. The thing is that first step is a doozy. It's a hard one. And, you know, to go from, you know, doing something that's very stable and, secure to stepping out. You know, what I like to call it, something I call it amongst my friends, is the bubble, that a lot of people are comfortable in their bubbles because it's protective. It keeps you isolated and, you know, you don't have to, you know, small chance of being hurt or being, you know. So when you have to pop that bubble and step out on your own and believe in yourself and everything you do is going against you, it's a very hard process.
That's right.
If you become more alive than you'll ever imagine. And, it, you know, life is what life is all about. What's the purpose of it if you're not living it?
That's right. That's right. Any questions from the chat room? Sylvia, do you have any questions either for Bridget or for Abting? Okay, let me go. I didn't see you. I wasn't on the chat room, Miss Vanna K. I'm coming to Miss Vanna K now. Good morning, Miss Vanna K from Jamaica.
Good morning, Daphne. Hi, morning, Daphne.
Good morning. Do you have a question?
Morning. Yes, I do. Hold on, I'm coming. Morning, Bright. Morning, Cheryl. Morning, Sylvia. Morning, everybody. And morning, Bridget. Your clothes look nice.
Yeah.
My question, well, it's not really a question. It's like my comment, what I said.
Uh-huh.
Well, my thing was I was going to tell you about my mother.
Yes.
Well, when my mother was younger, they used to walk to different churches every Sunday, like from one church to the next church. As a church finished, they're going to the next church. So one day she was passing the Catholic church, and they were washing the people's foot.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother stood up and said, me not washing nobody's foot. That's mm-hmm. Jamaican. That's how mm-hmm. Jamaican's different. Mm-hmm. And she'll say, me not wash nobody foot because me not want nobody put them dirty foot from me. Mm-hmm. Something like that, she was mm-hmm. telling me. And as she was growing older and she became a model and she was going on doing better things, her life keep on turning back to her being a nail technician.
Yeah.
And at one point, she started to own a lot of salons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she said she don't want to wash nobody's foot, right?
That's right, and she got to do pedicures, isn't that something?
Yeah, wait, huh? She there, and she owned, wait, now she owned these salons all over, you know, but she didn't go into the salon. She just trained the girls, and they worked for her, right?
Yeah.
She don't wash nobody's foot yet, you know.
Yeah.
Later on in life, she started to date my father and they got married and it messed up her shops. So she ended up diverting back to the nails. And the people who she had washing the people's foot
mm-hmm.
were gone.
Wow.
And she started to wash the people's foot.
Wow.
So one day in the shop, their customer named Miss Chin. Miss Chin turned to her and said, Bernadine, you don't see. You wash foot better than everybody. So what the story was really is that when God gives you a real gift he plants in you, you cannot run from it.
Wow.
So when you have that gift, no matter how far you go, you could have gone underneath water, up on top of water,
wow.
in a hills tree, you're still going to end up doing his gift and what he gave you, what he gave it to you to do. You understand me? You have to fulfill
yes.
his
powerful.
Gift.
Powerful.
Yes.
Powerful.
Woo! So now my mom is not washing foot anymore. She's a landlord. So... But she said, hear her to me now, Vanna, don't trouble church people. Don't trouble church people. Because she was really strict to me, like, don't say anything bad about anybody because it will follow you. Because she just feel that it just followed her.
Okay.
So that was really it. And thank everybody for being on the show. Thank you, Bright, and everybody who's here. So bye. That
thank you, and I
mute.
Will leave you on. I will leave you on mute. I am not hanging you up.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Oh, what a beautiful story to share. And,
yeah.
you know, it's amazing when we see our stories living in our children because her mother told her that story. And now today she can draw reference on that as the three phenomenal women share their stories. I'm going to open Cheryl's line back, and Bridget, I don't know if you have a feedback for Vanna, and then Cheryl, after that, you could give Vanna your feedback, please.
About her story?
Yeah, with what she shared. I don't know if you want to say anything to her.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, you know, that's a prime example that, you know, we're not in control of that. And
right.
that, you know, if it's meant for us to be, then it's gonna happen, and that we
mm-hmm.
have to, you know, be open to allow our blessings and not be so, you know, and blocking it. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, do you have any feedback for Vanna?
Yes. What I want to say is really brief, and it's what I've learned is that the very thing that you run from and you shun is the very thing you're destined and purposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, your calling is always lurking right below your nose. And you keep running around the block looking for it. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember
mm-hmm.
how Bridget mentioned about even as a child, she was doing parties down in her basement, right?
Yeah.
Inviting the community kids to come over. Little did she know in her 40s that she was going to become an expert in that same area. Woo! Listen, guys, this is the last leg. You got to call in 646-915-8166. I am here in a wonderful dialogue with Bridget Artiste, who is a stylist and vintage expert of Born Again Designs in New Jersey, and Cheryl the Mentor Pullings, who is an empowerment transformational reconditioning mind expert. You didn't know you have all that authority this morning.
Now I know.
Now you know. God is just doing. I'm just having such a wonderful time with you ladies, and I just want to thank you all for blessing and investing in the vision that God has called me to and into the lives of my listeners. So,
thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure. Bridget, I want to allow you to please give your closing thoughts and tell people where they can find some of your clothes and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, first and foremost, probably on my website, which is www.b-artiste.com, or my group page on Facebook is Born Again Vintage. And that's pretty much it. Or on Etsy, under Born Again Vintage as well.
Okay. And what are the... Well, everything you said was important, but what you want to leave the listeners with, even if they do not remember anything else that you have said, what would you like to leave them with? If they remember those things, they would be ahead of the curve. What would it be?
I would probably want to leave them to embrace yourself. 100% love yourself, you know, no matter what. Your infirmities, your flaws, all of it, love yourself, first and foremost.
And what was I going to ask you now? Are you having any, I'm so sorry. You know, my car, my transmission died, and that's why I missed that fashion show. But do you have any fashion show coming up in the near future for those people who are in the tri-state that they can come and see what you're up to?
I don't have any fashion shows coming up, but I do have an event coming up in FIT in November, and I will probably post it probably on my group page, the Born Again Vintage group page, to give you that information. I do have a fashion show, but it'll be in Houston. I don't know if you have any Houston listeners.
And what? In Houston?
Yes.
Say, don't you know my show is global?
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. For all you out in Houston, I'll be out there in December with a 3-day fashion show / workshop. So stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Because, listen, I'll have to talk to you and connect you to one of my colleagues out there, Crystal Washington Martin. She's another phenomenal woman. As a matter of fact, she's going to be one of the speakers at the conference coming up. So you going to Houston, I have to connect you with
Crystal. Oh, definitely.
She is a phenomenal woman. You're going to love her, love her, love her, love her. I met her once. I met her last year at the conference in D.C., and we have become kindred spirits since then. So,
wow.
But just when you're on the show, just say you never know where people are listening from. I had no idea where my show span until I did a virtual birthday party. And then I was getting the calls and the messages from all over the world. So the Lord has blessed me, and I am so thankful that He is using me in this way. And I want to remind you guys, we are down to the last 10 minutes. If you have gotten cold feet before, now is your time to call in 646-915-8166. And if you are on Skype, if you sign in on Skype, you just click it, and you will get to call in on Skype. So, again, I want to be thankful to my guests. My first guest was Rochelle Blakely. I played her song in the beginning. Then I had Cheryl, the Mentor Pullings, and she's still on the line with us. So if you have a last-minute question for her, please feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166. And I am in conversation now with Bridget Ortiz. You heard her mention about an event coming up at FIT, that's in New York City. But she is going to be out in Houston in December for a fashion show and a three-day workshop. So if you're out there and if you're even driving distance, trust me, you want to go see her. And you're probably saying, but Daphne says she hasn't met her yet. But let me tell you something. Anything my stylist Willie tells me, I believe. Because he's the one that have me looking so cute with my hair. I had an amazing hairstylist that died, Jamie, a few years ago. And until I found Willie, I could not find anybody else who would do my hair like Jamie did. So I am so glad that Willie's in my life. And now Bridget is lining up to be in my life. Sharon, I love you. Sylvia, I am so excited about being part of your organization and just looking to do amazing things with you. And Vanna XK, thank you, my darling, for helping me out this morning again. And all the way from Jamaica, I know you guys are a half hour behind us. So it's a great with great gratitude that I appreciate you waking up so early to give me a hand here on the radio show. So again, I'm going to go to Cheryl to ask if she have a final word and to again tell people how they can get in touch with her. Then I will get to Bridget for her final words. And again, to just repeat her contact information, I want to thank caller 7880 for listening to the show. So, Cheryl.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any closing thoughts you want to leave the folks with?
Well, the main thing I want to say, Dr. Daphne, is thank you so much for being such a gracious host, for being so excited, so on fire, and so phenomenal.
Oh,
I appreciate
thank you.
I appreciate you, and thank you so much for the invitation. And I look forward to connecting with you even more.
Yes.
For additional contact, again, you can reach me on my website at www.imentorwomen.com.
Thank you. And I want to thank you. I know God has some amazing things for us to do together. I don't know the details, but I'm obedient to wherever he leads, and I look forward to sharing the platform with you in the near future.
Awesome. I look forward to that. Awesome.
Yes, yes. And Sister Bridget.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts for us, madam?
Well, I want to reiterate what Cheryl said. I just, you know, thank you for giving me the opportunity for people to hear my voice and to, you know, hear my story, and I hope that it inspires and it touches someone to let them know that anything is possible and to never give up. And you are indeed a phenomenal woman, and I'm glad to have you know, been connected with you. And
thank
for
you.
All those that want to you know, information about what I do or want me to, you know, look through their wardrobe, because I love to look at people's closets. So you can reach me at www.b-artiste.com, or you could join my group on Facebook, which is called Born Again Vintage. And also the book is out there on Amazon.com under the same title, Born Again Vintage. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you. Miss Vanna.
Yeah?
Do you want to say a closing statement, ma'am?
Hello? I'm on
yes, it. You're alive. You're alive.
Oh, I just wanted to tell Bridget that, yeah, I just wanted to tell Bridget that I love the black and white jacket. And there was this green tights looking thing that, like, she was stepping out a Rolls Royce or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
that was
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah.
That's sexy. That's
oh,
hot.
Why, thank you, darling.
I was really looking at yes. that at the moment, but it, the stuff are really sexy. It's really my type of stuff, too. It's really classy and nice.
All
right. Really nice. So, all right. Everybody, bye. Thank you for coming.
Bridget, it sounds like we are on our way to Jamaica for a fashion show, too.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
All right. Vanna, thank you again, honey, for your helping out this day. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank all the people in the chat room for investing in my calling and a mission that God has me on. And I ask that each and every one of you will please just share this link with others so that they too can listen and empower themselves and become phenomenal women. And I tell you, because we are an equal opportunity show, I want to offer some men the opportunity to have three men on. I always put the information out and they never grab it. So now, guys, if you know some guys who are doing amazing things, tell them to reach out to me so I can have them here on the show. Remember, you were created for a destiny. Do not allow anyone to talk you out of it. You heard from my three phenomenal women today. You step out and claim your spot in the world.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? That came with the slave. A mighty grace.
day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change